know, as we take a look at some of the differing views, similar views, well, particularly when we're looking at the differing views between the younger generations and the older generations, I think that one of the questions that we are in our rights to ask is where we differ, where the age groups differ. Are there some instances, or maybe many instances, where the younger group does a better job of really going about the business of looking at this in a much more holistic, much more comprehensive way, a much more objective way, so that they're able to reach conclusions that differ from those that the older groups reach? Is it possible that the younger groups are actually guided less by emotions like malice, hatred, hostilities, and more by reasoned thinking? The younger generations are more accepting of some of the ways in which American society is changing. Majorities among Generation Z and the millennial generation say that increasing racial and ethnic diversity in the U.S. is a good thing for society, while older generations are less convinced of this, and they're more likely to have a positive view of interracial and same-sex marriage than their older counterparts. Increasing racial and ethnic diversity in the U.S. Let's take a look at that one first. Generation Z and the millennial generation are saying this is a good thing for society. You know, I guess it comes down to how do you define good for the society? What does it mean that ethnic diversity, racial diversity are good or not good for society? What are the criteria? If this, and this take place, then it is good. And on the other hand, if these things take place, then it's not good. Now, I tell you this. If we had a system in place, if we had more institutionalized programs in place that ensured that all people of color would be given the same opportunities to be well-educated as members of the white community, that would mean that whether white, black, Hispanic, Asian, you name it, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, 50 years from now, we'd have people well prepared to take on leadership responsibilities, especially if this is something that had been done for the past, let's just say even the last 100 years. It should have been from the very beginning. It wasn't. But let's just say even if and it hadn't been for the last 100 years, but if it had started 100 years ago, instead of Americans always fighting against each other, those who want every ethnic group to be treated fairly when it comes to funding for their schools, whether they're called public schools or something else, all public schools, all schools well funded, teachers well paid, the schools well equipped, year after year. And people given equal opportunity to go beyond secondary school and get those college degrees, even up to the PhD level. I shouldn't say PhD because that's not the only doctoral degree you can get. All the way up to the doctoral level. No discrimination based on gender. No discrimination based on ethnicity. No discrimination. Everyone given abundance of support. Job training programs strong. all across the nation, in every community, and not just one part of the community, but in all the community. Good job training programs that service the entire community. Everything that goes into preparing people to lead a nation, everything that goes into preparing people to lead businesses, everything that goes into helping people become very effective innovators who get their ideas, their products, their products patented, other ideas trademarked, so that we see people of all ethnicities running successful businesses, people being prepared to be leaders in politics. You have all this going on, and you're helping people have live lives that lend themselves to good overall quality of health and well-being of the entire being, the mind, the body, the soul, etc. Then in those cases, you have increasing racial and ethnic diversity in the U.S. And a lot of business leaders are accepting the fact that diversity is good for business because it helps improve the bottom line. Then it would be good for the United States, for society, to have increased racial and ethnic diversity. The only way that people might say, hey, you know what, we might find ourselves hurting at some point down the road if we just keep increasing racial and ethnic diversity because people of color are not as well educated as white people, they're not trained as well as white people, and on, those things that I just talked about. We all know that by design, people of color are put at major disadvantages. And as a result, it is much more difficult for them to live good quality of life. And it may be more difficult for them to do the things that lend themselves to good leadership. Okay, I understand that. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I do understand it. But this is what I say about that. Two things. Number one, if that is the result, that people of color are not as well equipped to lead the nation because of the disadvantages perpetrated against them, whose fault is that? That's the fault of the racists, the millions of racists who are constantly fighting to ensure that people of color are not treated well, are not nearly as well equipped as the white community. But beyond that, this is the second thing I would say about that. You look at how well equipped financially and educationally a lot of our decision makers are who are leading the way, particularly in Washington, D.C. And think about the decisions they make. Now, they're supposed to be well-prepared and well-equipped. And yet they make decisions that bring on a Great Depression scores of years ago, that brought on a Great Recession approximately, 10 years ago, 2008, that brought on a Great Recession. We had leaders in Washington, well-prepared, well-equipped, to lead the way, who are saying, don't do anything about this Great Recession, when history proves unequivocally that part of the reason we had the Great Depression of the 40s is because when the financial situation, the economic situation was just a Great Recession, the decision makers did nothing. And they let what was a nightmare of a Great Recession become a huge nightmare of a Great Depression. And our well-equipped, well-prepared political leaders in 2008 were saying about the Great Recession to our president, do nothing. And when it was obvious that he was not going to do nothing, they said, slow down.